Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 14, The Story of King Vena. Today we're reading text 30 and 31. 30 doesn't have a purport, so I'll just read it, and then we'll chant together text 31. Text 30. Iti te shatkritas tena dvija panditamaninam pagnayam bhavyayachnayam tasmai vidura chukruduhu. Translation, my dear Vidura, all good fortune unto you. The foolish king, who thought himself very learned, thus insulted the great sages, and the sages, being brokenhearted by the king's words, became very angry at him. So text 31, please repeat. Hanyatam, hanyatam, esha, papa, prakriti, darunaha, jivan, jagad, asav, ashu, kurute, basmasat, Dhruva, hanyatam, hanyatam, esha, papa prakriti darunaha, jivan jagada savashu, kurute basmasat dhruva, hanyatam, hanyatam, esha, papa prakriti darunaha, jivan jagat asavashu, kurute basmasad dhruvam, hanyatam hanyatam esha, papa prakriti darunaha, jivan jagat asavashu, kurute basmasat dhruvam. Vaishnavis, Nitam Hanyatamesha. Hanyatam, kill him. Hanyatam, kill him. Esha, this king. Papaha, representative of sin. Prakriti, by nature. Darunaha, most dreadful. Jivan, while living. Jagat, the whole world. Asau, he. Ashu, very soon. Kurute, will make. Basmasat, into ashes. Dhruvam, certainly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. All the great saintly sages immediately cried, kill him, kill him. He is the most dreadful sinful person. If he lives, he will certainly turn the whole world into ashes in no time. Please repeat. All the great saintly sages immediately cried, kill him, kill him. He is the most dreadful sinful person. If he lives, he will certainly turn the whole world into ashes in no time. Purport. Saintly persons are generally very kind to all kinds of living entities, but they are not unhappy when a serpent or a scorpion is killed. It is not good for saintly persons to kill, but they are encouraged to kill demons who are exactly like serpents and scorpions. Therefore, all the saintly sages decided to kill King Vena, who was so dreadful and dangerous to all human society. We can appreciate the extent to which the saintly sages actually controlled the king. If the king or government becomes demonic, it is the duty of the saintly person to upset the government and replace it with deserving persons who follow the orders and instructions of saintly persons. Omagyana? Okay, charge. Who are you going to replace it with? No. No. I don't think so. Actually, I'm no good at administration. I have a saying, you know, I've never held any administrative post in ISKCON in over 30 years because if it takes me and one other person, it won't get done. Some people have that mystic power to be able to organize people and, you know, get them to do things. I don't have it. Om Gyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, also you have to consider how realistic it is. I don't know that if we all turned up in front of the White House, it would be enough to convince, you know, George Bush and the government to surrender to us at this point. And we also have to consider in all of these things, I mean, even among ourselves, I mean, sometimes we say, oh, yes, you know, this leader needs to be overthrown or something like that. Because, I mean, we all tend to live according to a narrative, you know, that we construct, a story that we kind of construct in our minds, you know, like, I mean, we can think, okay, you know, like if we join some organization or join the Hare Krishna movement, you know, at first we think, well, you know, I'm the young guy and there's these older people and you know, we can kind of, you know, think, well, what's the storyline? You know, well, I mean, one storyline is, well, you know, I'll show these people that I have some talent. I'll find my place in this movement or like that. Or, you know, we can think, or boy, I joined this movement, but it's a big mess and someday I'm going to take it over and make things right. Or, you know, in our personal lives, you know, we have narratives or story, unless we have some kind of story in our head, you know, we can't really live our lives. You know, really, we think like, you know, somebody may think, well, you know, he is the prince and I am the princess or something. Yeah, you know, we all have some story that we live up to. I mean, the story we should be living up to is I'm, you know, servant of Krishna and let me serve Krishna and Krishna's devotees. That's, you know, the actual story, you know, we should have in mind. So in this case here, it says, you know, if the king or government becomes demoniac, it is the duty of the saintly person to, you know, upset the government and replace it with deserving persons who follow the orders and instructions of the saintly person. So we may think like, well, I'm the saintly person and here's some corrupt leader, so let me, you know, bring the leader down and replace the leader with, you know, somebody who will follow my good advice and instructions. But then we also see there are other stories in the Srimad Bhagavatam too about, you know, there was King Parikshit. And he was cursed by a Brahmin boy. you know, he was hunting in the forest, and he came upon the hut or ashram of this Samaka Rishi, the sage Samaka Rishi. And the sage was absorbed in meditation and didn't pay any proper respect to King Parikshit when he entered. Didn't offer him any sitting place or water or kind words. So the king thought, well, you know, maybe he's just pretending, you know, not to see me. So there was a snake nearby. Of course, we're talking about snakes, you know, in this purport and verse. So he picked up the snake and garlanded, you know, the sage with, you know, the snake. And then later, the sage's son, little boy Sringi, came and saw that, and he became very angry, you know, that this king had offended his father, who was a brahmana, and therefore, you know, he decided, you know, he was going to curse, you know, King Parikshit. You know, so he cursed him to die by the bite of a snake bird. It's a very poisonous kind of snake that can fly, you know, according to the Vedic literatures. And actually, there are such things as flying snakes. You know, they have them in Southeast Asia. You know, they jump out of trees, and they don't exactly flap their wings, but they're able to expand, you know, their hood, and they can kind of glide for some distance. So in any case, such things actually do exist, flying snakes. So So in the end, you know, that's, you know, what happened. You know, you know, King Parikshit, he could have avoided the curse, but he decided to go to the banks of the Ganges and or the Yamuna, depending on how you see it, and just sit and fast, you know, until the appointed time. And while he was sitting and fasting, he heard, you know, the Srimad Bhagavatam from from Shukadev Goswami. And that's how we have this whole book. So we have to be sure, if we're going to do things like this, are we really the saintly, Brahman who's going to correct everything? Because Sringi was thinking that way, but it really wasn't the truth. of course, that was an arrangement of Krishna for that whole pastime to happen. And because of what Sringi did, the Brahmins became impoverished. In the age of Kali, it said, because of that offense. So, partly because of that. So, so there are these narratives, these stories. But, we have to consider, am I the saintly Brahmin who's, correcting the bogus ruler? Or am I perhaps the snake, the envious snake, So we have to be careful with these things. And in the end, sort of Krishna probably has to sort it all out. But in this particular case, it's definitely the fact that, these Brahmins, they are, saintly persons. And it's definitely the fact that Vena is a bad ruler. He's being compared to a snake. A snake in the government. This is a little joke. What's a snake in the government? A civil serpent. But he's behaving like a poisonous, envious snake or scorpion. So according to the Brahmins, he's fit to be removed from his position, fit to be killed. Of course, as we heard yesterday, this is only after they had given him every chance to perform, the duties properly, they tried to reform him, and in the end, when he just refused to perform his duties properly, refused to accept correction, they had no choice but to get rid of him. And here it's mentioned that, like sadhus or sages, sometimes they're actually pleased, to see, a creature like a scorpion or a snake killed, because scorpion or snake is very envious. And causes harm, needlessly, to other people. There's a story about a scorpion and a frog. So the scorpion wanted to cross a river, and there was a frog there. So the scorpion said to the frog, "Well, let me climb on top of you, and you can swim, across the river, and we'll both get across like that." And the frog said, "Well, you think I'm crazy? I mean, why should I let you, a scorpion, sit on me? You'll probably sting me and I'll die, while I'm swimming across the river, with you on top of me." So the scorpion said, no, I won't do it. I promise you, I won't do it. So the frog said, all right, okay. So the scorpion climbed on the frog, and the frog started swimming across the river, and right in the middle of the river, scorpion stung the frog. And then the frog started to die, and the scorpion started to drown. And, the frog, said to the scorpion, "I thought you said you weren't going to sting me." The scorpion said, "Well, what do you expect? I'm a scorpion." Because that's just the nature of a, they may promise, they may say this or that, but in the end, they behave according to their nature. So, sages aren't, sorry to see such things. I mean, Srila Prabhupada gives an example that once he was at Chaitanya Math, in Mayapur, with his Guru Maharaj, and suddenly a snake appeared, some poisonous snake, And everyone wondered what to do. You know, so, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati was kind of looking down. He was in his quarters looking down. And they asked, should he be killed? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, yes, he should be killed. The snake should be killed. And at that time, Srila Prabhupada was a little doubtful, whether this was, proper behavior. But later he read in the Bhagavatam one verse, from the seventh canto from Teachings of Prahlad. I think it goes, Modeta Sadhur Vishjika Sarpa Chahatya. Which means a sadhu, takes pleasure when a poisonous creature like, a poisonous, dangerous creature like a snake or a scorpion is killed. So then he thought, okay, this is the proper understanding. And once previous to that, Srila Prabhupada had an encounter with a snake when he was a householder in Allahabad. And he was in his bedroom one day and he noticed like the tail of a snake, like sticking out of his bed. So he called in his servants and they took everything off the bed, and sure enough, there was a big snake there. And, Srila Prabhupada just told them, he said, I could see the snake was very much afraid. The snake was very afraid. So he told the servants, just take it out, somewhere, let it go. But he said they took it and they killed it, really. that's actually what happened. There's also an incident where Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, the great spiritual master, the holy name, was living in a cave near the Ganges. He wanted to be off by himself, for chanting, because he would chant, 300,000, 3 lakhs of names a day. And he wanted to be by himself in this cave, but sometimes different devotees would come to visit him, and when they would come to visit him, they would just become overwhelmed because there was this kind of stinging poisonous fumes kind of filling up the cave, and they couldn't stay there. They would, their eyes would start burning, and they'd just have to leave. And they went and they said, obviously there must be some kind of poisonous snake in here somewhere that's spreading, these poisonous fumes. So we think it would be best if you left the cave. And Haridas Thakur said, let's just chant Hare Krishna. And if tomorrow, the situation is still like this, then I'll leave the cave. So, they started chanting Hare Krishna, and then this huge snake just sort of peacefully, slithered out of the cave and left him alone. So that's another thing that can happen. The influence of a pure devotee and the chanting of the holy name can kind of charm, a snake even. Then there was another, incident that's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, in the Adi Kanda of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, where once there was a snake charmer who was dancing in the courtyard of a wealthy person. And a lot of people were there. They were watching this snake charmer do his dance. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat said, when he was dancing, he actually became possessed by the spirit of Ananta Shesha. This is called Avirbhav. It's one of the ways that the Lord can manifest. He can manifest by entering the body of a devotee. You know, Lord Chaitanya did this sometimes. Sometimes he would become present by entering into the body of one of his devotees. So the Lord can do that. So in this case, you know, Ananta Shesha had entered into had possessed, you could say, that's the word that's used, but he had entered into the body of this snake charmer and he was, you know, dancing, and people found it very attractive, and Haridas Thakur was also there. And he became inspired, you know, to dance. And actually he entered into an ecstatic trance and he fainted, and then snake charmer started chanting Hare Krishna, and he revived his consciousness and again began dancing, chanting. And the people who were around thought this was very wonderful, and they were very much attracted. So there was this envious Brahmin who was in the crowd, and he thought, well look at this. Yeah, just see how much attention this Haridas Thakur is attracting. Yeah, because while Haridas Thakur was dancing, even the snake charmer, he stopped. You know, he stopped his dancing and just looked in wonder at, you know, the dancing and chanting of Haridas Thakur. So this envious Brahmin, he thought, well, I can do that. You know, that's just see how much attention this Muslim, you know, this non-Brahmin is attracting, you know, by, you know, doing. So let me just go out there and dance around a little bit and fall down on the ground. So he did that. You know, he, you know, stepped out into the crowd and started whirling around and then fell down and started rolling on the ground. Then the snake charmer, still inhabited, you know, by Ananta Shesh, took a stick and started beating him. And then he ran away. You know, and the people, you know, asked, well, why? You know, why did you do that? And he said, well, this is this envious Brahmin. He's like falsely manifesting, you know, these symptoms. Like it's Haridas Thakur. He's, you know, genuinely, you know, spiritually advanced. And therefore, while he was dancing and chanting, you were feeling all kinds of spiritual pleasure, and then when this imposter, you know, started trying to imitate him, you know, that's not good. You know, it's not good that, you know, people try to imitate, you know, the activities of, you know, a pure devotee, and therefore, you know, I chased him away. So if someone, you know, behaves in a envious way, you know, sometimes, you know, they're, you know, asked to leave, you know, the, you know, association of devotees, or in this case here, you know, they are, if somebody is in a position of, you know, power and is using that power to kill people, harm innocent people, then devotees are pleased if that person, if that personality can be removed or sometimes even killed. Of course, this is the age of Kali. And in this age, when Krishna comes, he's not engaged so much in killing. Like Lord Chaitanya, he wasn't killing people. In previous incarnations, you know, Krishna usually appeared in a Kshatriya family, and yeah, he would engage in righteous killing to protect people, to establish religious principles. Like when Krishna came 5,000 years ago, he killed many demons with his own hand. He arranged the battle of Kurukshetra to remove the impious Duryodhana, and, you know, he personally killed Kamsa with his own hand. So usually when Krishna comes, he does that. But in this age, people are so degraded that Krishna decides, at least for now, not to engage in that kind of killing activity. Lord Chaitanya and his followers, they simply try to kill the demoniac mentality of people, of leaders, by chanting of the holy names of the Lord, by giving prasadam, you know, by giving good instruction, like the qazi, you know, the Muslim magistrate in Mayapur, he was interfering with Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. So Lord Chaitanya's response was not to kill him or, you know, remove him from his position, but to go with his civil disobedience movement. So that we can do. You know, we just like Govinda Dutt is leading our civil disobedience movement. you know, taking devotees all over the city to chant, you know, the holy names of the Lord. So that is the method in this age. That's our method, is to engage in nonviolent civil disobedience by chanting, you know, the holy names of the Lord, distributing prasadam, holding festivals. And of course, Lord Chaitanya, he also engaged in philosophical discussion, you know, with, you know, the Qazi to defeat, you know, his ideas. Of course, in some rare instances, you know, if there's some, you know, physical, you know, attack on devotees, and of course, you know, we respond, like if somebody were to come into the temple now and start shooting, you know, we wouldn't just offer him some sweet balls or prasadam or something. You know, somebody should try to do something, you know, stop it. But if it's not, you know, a case like that of a, you know, immediate, you know, violence, then, you know, our general method is, you know, a more peaceful method, to be more like the snake charmer rather than the snake killer, you know, like killing the snake, charming the snake. And actually, Srila Prabhupada said he was like that. He says, like, you can charm a snake with mantras and some herbs. So, in a sense, that's what he did. He came to the Western world and he charmed, you know, the snake-like people here, you know, with, you know, the sound of the mantra. Of course, you have to be expert in chanting the mantra. You have to properly, you know, chant it. It's like there was one case in Lucknow that Srila Prabhupada talks about, where there was several people in the city were bitten, you know, to death, you know, by poisonous snakes. So the city government, they called in this Mohammedan snake charmer to charm, you know, the snakes, charm them out. And then there were some medical students there, and they thought, well, what's this? You know, this isn't scientific. This is, you know, superstition. And, you know, so they went to the snake charmer and they said, well, you know, like you say you've charmed these snakes. And he said, yes, I've got them. I've got them here in this box. And they're all charmed. You know, they won't do anything. And the students said, well, probably you've taken their teeth out. You know, they're not really able to bite now anyway. So the snake charmer, he opened up the box and all these snakes started slithering out, and the students were screaming, yelling, because they could see they had real teeth. And the snake charmer said, no, don't worry. As long as I'm here, you know, chanting the mantras, they won't, you know, they won't harm you. And, you know, the student said, well, can we chant? And I said, no, you have to chant properly. It takes some time. So if we become expert snake charmers, you know, we can charm the snake-like envious personalities, you know, that we encounter. And then there are also the herbs, so we can give them the herbs, you know, vegetarian prasadam. So by that method, we can charm these snake-like envious people. And that's more of our method in this age rather than, you know, like killing, you know, the killing method, which is prominent in other ages. Of course, at the end of the age of Kali, you know, the killing will come with Kalki. Kalki avatar, you know, comes at the end of the Kali Yuga to kill the remaining demoniac personalities. But for now, we're in the time of Lord Chaitanya, the age of Lord Chaitanya, and he favors more peaceful methods. So any comments or questions? Sura.
There were some rats and what do you call, cucarachas in some of the temples. So they wrote Prabhupada and they said, can we kill them, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada's response was, no, you should be killed.
Have you ever killed a rat or a cockroach? Huh?
No comment.
No comment. I think you have. I think you've paid for it, anyways. Right? You have paid for exterminators. Okay. But yeah, I mean, if... Right. Right, like in our restaurant and things like that, it can become... Okay, anything else? Okay, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.